Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother Aki, Yehoshua Baka ben Levi ben Israel, here to bring forth the truth about Jeremiah 51. But first, before I start, let me give thanks and praise to the Creator, the divine intellect of this universe, by saying Hallelujah. Baruch Atah Yehoah Eloheinu. Okay, so just want to thank him for all his righteousness and mercy and love and kindness that he has shown me in my years on this planet. Let me see something. There's a little issue here. Technical difficulties. Okay. So yes, the Most High is all merciful, all compassionate. But with that, because he is so merciful and righteous, people take advantage of that. You know, he is the creator of this universe. So he has a lot of responsibility. And that responsibility is us, among other things. We are his children. We are his inheritance. And his way of showing love and taking care of his children is to give us a way of life and words of warning to protect us. And that's what I see when I look at Jeremiah 51. It's a warning. You know, it's no different than, let's say, your mother, father. Here's something on the news that says there is a lion loose near your school. What do you think that parent is going to do? You're right. They're going to get up or at least call the school and warn the school and try to put the school on lockdown or move or, you know, hopefully the school either locks the school down or moves the children to a safer place. And this is what we see here. We are the Most High's children. He's trying to move us to a safe place, but guess what? His children are hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious. So, of course, you know everyone's not going to listen to this. Jeremiah 51 warning. So he's going to have to do something to move us or motivate us to move. You know, on a lighter note, you see gentrification. You see, you know, white people coming in and taking over the black community. That's the Most High warning. Because what's going to happen? You move out, they move in. Where are you going to move out to? You're getting closer and closer to the outskirts of the whatever neighborhood city you're in. You know, a lot of us been living in downtown cities full of concrete and steel. Now he's trying to move us out to where there's a little bit more grass. Get us used to it. What's after that? Right? A more rural area where you can survive off the land. And I don't know if I said this before, but a few years ago, these people, one of the guys who was leading this group, I want to say his name was Bundy, and he took over a federal land reserve or something. And he got on TV saying the government is taking over this land because they know how useful it is. They know the power of owning land. They're trying to take it away from the people. And he staged a takeover on his government land. And I'm sure he knew he wasn't going to be successful in holding that land for so long. It was a message. Everything you need come out the land. If you own goats, sheep, they feed off the land, you eat them. crops grow out the land. Even your clothing grows out of the land. Why did the Most High give us land? Right? What? He didn't give us cities. He didn't say, here, I'm giving you this land. It's all dirt roads and bricks and building. And I want you to survive in it. Live off the land. No, he did not do that. We made our cities, but we also had the rural area. We had both. But in a system where he know we can't have both, he said, I'm saving you, so move out to the land. He made the cities look so appealing to white people that they just have to have it. That's why they're here. That's why there's gentrification. That's why they're kicking us out. You know, you have, like I said, stiff-necked, rebellious black people who want to hang on to the bricks. I want to see them eat bricks when there's no more food. I want to see them eat concrete and see how they feel then. Right? Okay, so of course the truth is powerful. Some people it hurts them. Some people it's a healing medicine. And this is what I hope that the truth that I try to bring does for you. Hope is a healing medicine. With hopes that bring you long life. And so does the Creator. That's why he commanded me to say these things. Speak the truth to one another. That's what he told us in the book, right? Love one another. How can you love somebody and you constantly lying to them? Misleading them. That's not love. You know? So, where did we leave off? We left off at 45. So, we're going to start 46. And the way this reads is only right to read verse 45. So, 45 and 46. Hallelujah. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High. Okay, he's talking about Babylon before the fall. And lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Now, this looks like that there's not much there. It's like I said, you know, once you dive into the Hebrew, everything becomes a lot clearer. And, I do like the King James Version despite what people have said about it, because it's linked to the Hebrew understanding underneath. And this is a way to show the Most High that you actually care, because in a lot of verses, like we talked about before, you can't just read it and it makes sense. It's designed to make you want to dig deeper. And once you do that, you come into the Hebrew. And there is the truth. Okay, I know how it reads. Sometimes it turns people off. But that's like anything else. If you love the Most High, if you love his word, you're not just going to read it and be like, oh, I don't understand it. I just toss this out. If you love something or someone, you're going to try to figure out how to understand them or whatever it is. Right? So, even if King James was a homosexual or whatever he was, the Most High can bring the word to anybody he wishes. I had a homeless person give me some scripture before. And it was the truth. So how do you explain that? Do you feel a disdain against homeless people as you do homosexuals? What if a crippled person, deformed, looks so bad you can barely look at him, start quoting scriptures to you to help you? Would you ignore that? I hope not. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper in this verse and see what the Most High is talking about. Okay, so it says, and lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor. Okay, so I looked up the word faint first, because we talked about the word heart. Lest your heart is the same word as mind in Hebrew. Where you find the word mind in the scripture, you're going to find the word heart. They mean the same thing. They're interchangeable words. Okay, so faint. At least your heart faint. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord of the Most High, and at least your heart faint. Faint. This word is spelled with the resh, the kaf, and the cough. Tender. Faint-hearted. Mollified. Softer. To be tender. Be soft. Be weak. Look at that. He said, get out of the midst of the city, lest your heart be weak. He said, be soft. So whatever he's going to send to the midst of Babylon or America, it's going to make you want to faint. It's going to be so horrible, it's going to make you tender. It's going to make you weak. It's going to make you soft. It's going to be something that's going to cause you to soften your heart. Well, if you're a servant of the Most High, guess one thing he already softens. You have to have a softer heart to serve the Creator. So you won't even be there. So the people that's going to be left behind, what's going to happen is whatever he's going to send is going to make your heart soft. He told us before, take out the stony heart. Right? So what he's going to have to do in order for his words to reach your spirit, that's right, soften you. Words bounce off of concrete. Ain't that ironic? Or is it a design? You live in a concrete city. You have a stony heart. Do you like that environment? Yes, that's why you're there. If you love the country, people move to where they like to be. Where they feel comfortable at. You feel comfortable in a city that's meant on oppression? That's all we have seen in these cities is oppression. Why you want to stay there? Will you find more peace in a natural setting? You wake up and hear all kinds of birds. You see nothing but green grass. Animals. How healing is that for your spirit to be in that environment? You see? So, who would rather already have a soft heart and move out to the country, or who would have the Most High drop bombs or whatever he's going to send to the cities to soften you up? Me Me, for one, I would rather him work on me before the bombs come. And the horror that's accompanied with that. Okay, so at least your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor. Okay, so let's see what fear says. Fear. Yure. Duh. You know, let's go back. I just remember something. The resh is in that word, faint. Because I just saw a resh in Yure. Okay, so it reminds me of the resh in this word. The resh deals with your head in Hebrew. The kaf deals with the covering. So he's going to cover your head with whatever is going to fall or whatever is going to overtake this this city, and I mean this country, all these cities in this country. The race deals with your head, so it's going to help you cause you to think. Use your head. Don't use your emotion, because that's what that's what they know we like to do. We like to be emotional. Use your head instead. Right? Emotion is more like a female trait. It's not a manly trait. So he wants us to use our head. Look at these words and use your head. The cough deals with the covering, as I said. You know what? Something's telling me to go. Let's look at this in an etymological dictionary. So let's do that. The resh and the kaf and the kaf. Place of stride, riding, guiding a horse. Look at that. Carriage. Is that? No, that's the kafresh. That's not it. Slicker. Soften. Softening. Being tender. Faltering. Limit. That's what that means in the etymological dictionary of Biblical Hebrew. You know, the resh is a powerful letter. Anytime it's dealing with your head, it's very powerful. Alright, so, okay, so let's go to the word fear. Spelled with the yod, the resh, and the lef. And you know, I don't know if you know how to spell Israel or not, but this shares three letters in the word Israel, in the name Yisrael. He meant for us to fear him. His words are him. Meant for us. Right? We know what it means to be afraid, or we think we do, right? Until his wrath comes upon this country. Whatever it is going to soften you, remember? If you're stuck here, in the cities, fear, afraid, terrible, terrible thing, dreadful, reverence, fearful, terrible acts, to fear, revere, right? And that's what we're supposed to be doing with the Most High. We're supposed to fear him. If we're supposed to fear him, then we're supposed to fear his word and get the moving. To fear, be afraid, to stand in awe of, be awed. To fear, reverence, right? Holy and reverend is his name. To be fearful, be dreadful, be feared, to cause astonishment and awe, be held in awe, to inspire reverence or godly fear or awe, to make afraid and to terrify, to shoot and pour, right? He talked about pouring out his wrath of indignation on this country. Why would you want to be there to partake in that? Because you might not make it out alive. Right? If you're so loyal to this country and what they believe in, it may be meant for you to die right next to the people you actually really love. Right? Right. All right, so something just I saw just stood out. In the same manner as verbs of fleeing. You see that? Fear will cause you to flee. It should. If you're in a battle, you know you can't win. King David did that. There's no shame in that. Run away, live to fight another day. Okay. At least your heart faint and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. This fits perfectly, right? Because until it happens, because people don't understand this word, everything feels like a rumor. The only way it's not is if you're a true servant of Most High, he's communicating with you. He's telling you and telling you things to save your life and the life of your family. So you can go tell them. Even if they don't listen, what is your job? To go and set up a place anyway. Yes. All right, so what is this word rumor? Shimua. Spelled as a big, pretty big word. The shim. Sheen, I mean. The mil. The wav. The ayin. And the hay. Rumor. Tidings, report, fame, bruit, doctrine, mentioned, and news. How? You see how Torah design everything is? News. How does that? This was written thousands of years ago, but we watch the news to get information, right? A message. Tidings. Whether joyful or sorrowful. Especially a message sent from the Most High. Look at that. Teaching doctrine. Look at that, right? How can news be meant to teach doctrine? All right? And this, the root of this is very important. Guess what it is? Shema. Shema, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Shema, Israel. Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehovah Kai. Hear. And we talk about the word rumor. So when you hear a rumor, you're supposed to listen to it. You're supposed to hear it, right? But what is the more accurate meaning to this word Shema? Hear, hearken, and guess what? Obey. Right. This is in a definition. Publish, understand, obedient. Diligently. Show sound. Look at that. Sound. I have a sound mind and body. That means you're strong. That means you're complete. That means that you know how to move forward. You're not weak. So people who take heed to this warning is wholehearted with the Most High. Because they listen, right? Declare, discern. Look at that. That deals with judgment. Yes, it does. Make a correct judgment. when someone is speaking about this wrath that's getting ready to hit this country. People keep talking about an economic recession, but until it happens, it's just a rumor. Right? Or is it? We're learning that it's not. We're learning it's something that you should take heed to. Right? Noise, perceive, tell, report it. To hear, listen, obey. To hear, perceive by ear. To hear of or concerning. To hear, have power to hear. You have ears, right? But even if you have ears, guess what? People hate to listen. They stop up their ears. So you have to have a mind in order to perceive it. That's why we keep seeing the race. Your head. Listen with your third eye. Okay, to hear with attention or interest. Because when the Most High speak, what you just going to do? Throw his words away and say, no, I don't have to listen to that. I know more than he do. You sound like a fool, right? So the people who's not going to listen is going to, guess what? Look like fools. Right? Yes. So do we listen or no? Yes, we have to listen or be found under rubble. Okay, so rumor deals with Shema, hearing. It is hear. It is take heed. It is be obedient to this word. Alrighty, so let's see. Next word. I thought, well, you know, when I first read this verse, I fell victim to my own, slack-handedness, and I said, there's not really much there. These next few verses, I'm going to blow right through them. But no. We're only on the third word. And I have two more. So, it is, you know, one thing I found out in understanding the Hebrew language is you could talk most of the day just on one word, one letter. So, yeah, I mean, this goes very deep. If we're talking about words, okay, so let's take a stop here and continue the next part with the last two words. Until then, I love you very much, and so does the Most High. May he bless thee and keep thee. May he make his face shine upon thee and give thee peace.